Welcome to Money for Life with Rocky Mountain Wealth Partners, Robert Stanlick. Advice to build and protect your wealth and your money for life. Money for Life is sponsored. The views expressed do not reflect those of KRDO staff and management. And now, here's your host, Robert Stanlick.
Good morning, Colorado Springs, and welcome to the revival of the Money for Life show. My name is Robert Stanlick, along with estate planning attorney Michael Muir. We're going to be here to talk to you about some planning options, questions, and basically help you to navigate from money through memories in a very seamless and flawless plan, because Mike Muir is the guy to do it for you. Good morning, Mike.
Morning, Robert. How are you doing?
Doing good. You know, I thought since we're coming up on Memorial Day, we would talk about, you know, some of the issues that I've seen, that you've seen when it comes to planning. One case in particular, a client had passed away, and her sister had passed away in 2008. She inherited everything from her sister, which included a bunch of treasury bonds. But my client never did the change to inherit them and put them in her name. So now we've got all these treasury bonds in the sister's name, who passed away in 2008. And I'll bet we sent away 70 pages of information to the treasury, hopefully being able to get that liquidated and get it into her estate.
Yeah, unfortunately, Robert, we see that more often than not. Oftentimes, people have passed away and they don't get everything transferred over. We see that quite a bit with oil and gas interests, as well as treasury bonds and individually held stocks. So it's very important to get that transferred over at the time of the passing of the first person. And it's also important to look at all your beneficiary designations. So beneficiary designations on your life insurance policies. Let's say your daughter got married this summer. Well, you're going to have to change her legal name to reflect, you know, her new legal name. Let's say that someone was divorced, or we have some grandkids born. All of those factors require you to take a look at these things.
And, you know, this goes back almost to 2000, when we were worried that, you know, all the computers on the face of the earth were going to die, and everybody was trying to update all their systems. And they've got patchworks out there going through and so forth. We've got banks that have bought each other, insurance companies that have bought each other. And a lot of information has been moved from paper to storage, now to the cloud. And it's really important to understand exactly what either your custodial company, your IRA, or your life insurance company actually has for information.
Yeah, more and more of these beneficiary designations are done online, and then the client or the person who changed the beneficiary never hears back from the company, and you don't know whether you had hit the submit button or transfer button or whether you had done this properly. We're oddly enough, still trying to do things with paper, and then we ask for a confirmation letter return confirming that the beneficiary was actually changed. The other thing is sometimes when we get those letters back, they have the person misspelled or the percentages wrong. We had one come back the other day that was supposed to be split 50-50, and it was 70-30 because someone entering data hadn't typed it in wrong. So we were able to catch that.
So the listeners out there, if we've kind of jarred their thought process a little bit about, geez, I wonder where I'm at, what can we offer them to help them with this process?
Well, we offer free consultations to review their existing documents or kind of show them.
You said free?
Yeah, I did.
You're using that four-letter word. All right, I guess we're on the hook for it.
Unusual for attorneys to offer that, but I mean, part of you know, the way I market is I offer a free consultation where you get to meet me, I meet you, we see if we're a good fit, and then we kind of review things and see exactly where you're at. And by offering this sort of free consultation, when you walk out, you'll know if there are any deficiencies in your plan and how much it's going to cost, you know, to correct those deficiencies.
You know, one other thing that we'll do on our side is we'll help you with those reviews, But we'll also take a look at your income as to how it's coming in, how the taxes are going to affect Social Security. Because a lot of people will go, well, I'll just get out of doing taxes. I'll buy municipal bonds, and then it's tax-free and won't hurt my Social Security. But Social Security is calculated based on the interest of your municipal bonds, even though federally they're technically tax-free. So we can really help coordinate, and I work well with Mike. And, okay, Mike puts together this plan. He sees the estate. He sees how it wants to go to people. And then we can talk and discuss, okay, what type of investments best fit the situation that they need to accomplish their goals.
Yeah, you really don't want to do this in a piecemeal fashion. I have clients that come to me that use one bank for one thing and then use an investment advisor for another thing and use an attorney for another thing. Without those entities all coordinating and working together as a team, you really get a disjunct plan at the end of the day. It's kind of like taking your car to get the brakes done and you have four different mechanics doing each tire. It just doesn't always end well.
Yeah, and if you would like to sign up for that free review, you can give us a call at 719-400-6521. That's 719-400-6521. Or visit us on the website, moneyforlifeshow.com, moneyforlifeshow.com. And I guess this would be a good time to introduce the third wheel of our program going forward. Of course, being Memorial Day weekend, she took a long weekend off. But it's Mary Thorne, and she is a mortgage broker that does reverse mortgages. So again, this is all coordinating. Okay, if you're doing a reverse mortgage and you now basically have a loan against your house, what's going to happen when you pass away? How can you work it into your estate plan? And what would happen as far as Medicare and Medicaid planning goes too? So again, all three of us really tie together and can answer each other's questions and come up with the best scenario for people out there.
Yeah, one of the biggest myths I see in regards to someone's residence or house, first of all, a lot of times it's their single biggest asset. So they might have some savings, they might have some 401k, but in terms of the single largest asset, it oftentimes is the residence. So being able to monetize that residence and turn it into a cash flow without decimating or ruining your estate plan and still leaving something to your kids is a very important opportunity that shouldn't be missed.
You know, and we've got an opportunity now. The housing market has been hotter than all get out. And I'm going to use my mom as an example. She's got a house, lives out east. I don't want it. My sister doesn't want it. We are begging her to do a reverse mortgage and just pull the cash for herself and you know, use it for whatever she wants to. Because in effect, you've basically guaranteed a buyer for that house at a set price. And as siblings, we don't really, I mean, we can try and sell it and hopefully sell it for more than what the reverse mortgage balance is and make some money. But if we can't, hey, that's the federal government's problem, not ours.
Yeah, we see that opportunity missed quite often. The other misinformation is a lot of people think that their home is exempt from Medicaid. So if their spouse ends up in the nursing home, that they don't have to worry about losing their house. Well, what Medicaid in Colorado does is they keep track of every dollar spent on you, and they won't take the home from you, but they are keeping track of that. And then once, if both of you end up in the home or when the second of you dies, they're going to be knocking on the door seeking to recover that money. So in essence, your home is not protected.
Yeah, and again, then you're responsible for getting it sold to cover that, plus trying to make anything above and beyond it. It can get really tough. And these are the types of things that when you come in and you talk to Mike and you're going through these plans and we're looking at assets, it really is encouraged for you to talk to your kids. Let them understand what you're doing, what your game plan is, what you want to do so that you don't have the fighting after both parents have passed away.
Yep.
And let's get a little bit about, you know, blended families and disinheriting kids and what can happen in that scenario.
Yeah, so another important thing with blended families is to try to create some sort of segregation of assets so that when the first of you passes, the other one still has access to the funds, because obviously we want to take care of each other. But once the second of you passes, that the funds that the husband brought in goes to his family potentially, and the funds or the assets that the wife brought in goes to her kids. We see all the time where even where a spouse dies, like the wife dies and the husband, I always joke, is sad for a year and then meets a nice lady at church and her name's Susie. All of a sudden, you know, your lifetime of hard work is going over to Susie. So by utilizing trusts or wills, you can avoid a lot of that and protect your assets.
Yeah, I had that actually happen with me with my grandparents. They had remarried, and it wasn't money or anything, but my grandfather, who I guess technically would have been my step-grandfather, was a sheriff, and he kept his badge. And I always loved that badge and thought, you know, how cool it would be to have it. Well, when my grandmother died, his side of the family came in and kind of took care of everything and kept the house going. And when he died, basically everything went to them. And, you know, it still bugs me. And it's been 20-some years, but I'd still like to see that badge.
Yeah, we see family heirlooms get away from the family all the time through improper planning. And that sort of thing is actually pretty easy. With a few simple documents, you can correct that. And, you know, a lot of my clients are heading out for vacations this summer and everything, and taking a few minutes before you take off, usually a free consultation lasts about an hour, but taking an hour of time just to get your affairs in order before you take off is definitely a worthwhile task.
Yeah, it's a great thing, and it's not painful. I've been through it with Mike. It's a great sigh of relief once you get something accomplished. But all right, let's jump to that a little bit here. So let's talk about trust. Everybody throws trust out like they know what they are, what they're doing, how they work, and they're all experts in it. But then it seems to always get screwed up. So
yeah, sure
go into a little bit about different types of trust.
Sure. So your basic type of trust is a revocable living trust. And a lot of people think trusts are just for rich people, but they actually accomplish three goals beyond tax planning. Right now, the estate tax exemption is $11.2 million. So most of my clients do not need a trust for tax planning purposes. But if you have a trust, you can protect assets as they go down to the kids, you can avoid a probate, and you can actually avoid a conservatorship if you become incompetent. So a trust in simplest form is basically a bucket that can hold property. So you can create this bucket through the trust document, and then you put things in the bucket by funding, and then who holds the handle of the bucket? Well, the person who created it. So usually if Mrs. Johnson creates a trust, it's she's the trustee and in charge. She's the one who puts things in.
And that is basically called a revocable living trust.
That's correct. So that's the type of trust that Mrs. Johnson or a person can amend and revoke and change as time goes on. So if one of her children becomes disabled, we can amend the trust and make adjustments for that. If one of the grandkids turns out to be a concert pianist and we want to put aside some money for that person or that grandchild in order to go to Europe and play the piano, you can do that.
Let's dig in a little bit deeper now, because once you're gone, somebody has to step in and become the trustee of this.
That's correct.
And I'm going to throw you a little bit of a curveball. We had talked about this a couple weeks ago about kind of a corporate trustee or exempt or private trustee that can come in and do that to basically take over passing the job on to family members or kids.
Correct. Yeah. Corporate trustees can be a good option when the children either live out of state or the anticipated trustee lives out of state. Or when, quite honestly, the kids get along great except when it comes to money. So you can, I mean, the worst thing to do in terms of leaving your legacy is leaving a legacy, or the best thing is leaving a legacy of peace and harmony. The worst thing you can do is leaving a legacy of chaos and confusion. And by bringing in a corporate trustee, that trustee is a professional. It's not like the first time they've done it. They've done it 100 times before, and they can actually gather everything up, sell it and liquidate it, and then distribute it according to the way your trust indicates. And by doing that, we don't have one of the kids who is angry at the other one for not selling the house for enough money, or for mishandling maybe the oil and gas lease, or things like that. So corporate trustee is a great option.
And they don't have to track down the other kids to get signatures on everything if they're in different states. And it can really make things move along a lot smoother. And as we talk, I am twisting Mike's arm to get him to step up into that role for us at Rocky Mountain Wealth Partners. But it is a great review of things to step in. And again, what we want to provide is an opportunity for people to look at everything to make sure stuff goes as smooth as it can. Reverse mortgages, refinancing your mortgages, going from a 30 to a 15 year. Mary Thorne at Starkey Mortgage does a great job with that. She'll sit down and visit with you for free, look at your options. Mike will sit down and take a look at, you know, what your planning needs are, what your situation is, and maybe how to change it. And then I've got a great what-if scenario that we actually put all the planning stuff in. We run what-if scenarios, and it will show us where the best situation is out of maybe four or five different scenarios for your retirement income, for your living income, for long-term care needs, as well as estate planning. To take advantage of that, give us a call at 719-400-6512. That's 400-6512. And just request a free review. You can say, hey, I'd like to start with Mike, or hey, I'd like to start with Mary, or hey, I'd like to start with Robert, and we'll get the process started and set up a detailed plan to help you work through what you're going through right now, where things are at, where they could be going forward. You know, property's a hot deal right now. And one of the things that you can run into an issue with is, all right, I got a snowbird house down in Arizona, and I got my main house here. What kind of pitfalls can come of that if you're not planning it outright?
Yeah, we're seeing, first of all, I believe the phone number is 719-400-6521, not 1221. But having said that, yeah, we see a lot of our clients right now trying to cash out of their real estate. It's simply appreciated, and the market's so hot right now that they view it as an opportunity to get out and or cash out. And the second thing is a lot of them are, quite frankly, sick of being landlords. They're tired of having to deal with the hailstorms or with the tenants or with the leases and fixing toilets every weekend. So when I talk to a lot of these individuals, one of their biggest concerns is let's say they sell their property for $400,000. They bought it for $100,000, so they got a $300,000 gain. And with capital gains rate being 20% and the state of Colorado being at 4.63, they're going to give 25% of that gain, or about $75,000, to the government. And then they have to live on what remains. So one of the options that I discuss with them is they can do what's called a charitable remainder trust. And that's where they take the property before it's sold, put it into this trust or into this bucket, and then sell it inside the charitable remainder trust. By doing that, they avoid all capital gains. So now, instead of having $325,000 in their pocket, they have the $400,000 in this trust. Now, a lot of you might be thinking, well, wait a minute, how are they going to get money out of there? They need money to live on or things like that if they're giving everything to a charity. Actually, only 10% of that amount has to go to charity, and the rest of it can be invested in the market and pay a stream of income or an annuity to the husband or the husband and wife for a period of time. So not only do they avoid capital gains, they also get a stream of income. A real bonus to all of this, though, is that they also get an immediate income tax deduction as well. And depending on their tax bracket, they can actually carry that forward 6 years.
And do they have to declare how much they're going to leave to the charity to calculate the immediate tax credit?
That's correct. Yeah, I have computer software that does that. It uses the IRS tables and the actuarial tables on their life expectancy. So, yeah, if you have a piece of property that you're thinking of doing that, we can run all the numbers prior to creating the trust.
And this is a great case where you run those numbers with Mike, you take a look at it, then we come into our income planning software and we run the scenario. Okay, how much better off are you going to be by doing this? And you can see it right in front of you, year by year, the taxes that you pay, and then you also see the total net worth as to whether you're better off doing scenario A or scenario B. So again, great opportunity. If you're just joining us, this is the Money for Life show, and we have three of us that work in conjunction together. Michael Muir is the estate attorney that you're listening to today. Mary Thorne with Starkey Mortgage is our mortgage expert, also is an expert in reverse mortgages, and that ties in with the income planning that I can help people with investments, retirement income planning, maximizing your Social Security inside that. And we all offer free consultations to work together to help you through, help you navigate through this. And if you would like to sign up for a complimentary review, give us a call at 400-6521. 400-6521, and tell Stephanie that you heard the show on KRDO and would like to set up a complimentary review and see how we're different, how we package this stuff together, how we work together on stuff. We, when I say we, it's Mike and myself and a client, we put together, I think, one of the coolest planning strategies for a doctor I think I've ever seen. We don't really want to go into, you know, in-depth detail, but you know, how many people would have been able to orchestrate and come up with an idea like that?
Yeah, it's it was really enjoyable working on that project. That applies to all business owners, though. If someone's reached a point in their life where they're looking at maybe liquidating or converting some of their assets into a legacy, that's really where we can show some incredible value and some incredible opportunities.
Yeah, because we kind of help slow things down a little bit, look at all the options, because, you know, one thing when you have a business owner that wants to retire and wants to get out and maybe hasn't gotten some offers that he wants, they can get frustrated real easy and make a lot of mistakes in selling out or just basically quitting the business and leave a lot of money on the table. So again, we can help you with that with reviews. You can call us at 400-6521. That's 400-6521. One of the other things that we really do a great service for is, you know, people are worried about long-term care. And man, we hear it all. How many times do you say, well, my long-term care is a 45 that...
Well, the single biggest thing I see right now, wiping out a person's lifetime of hard work is a long-term care event. Right now, the average cost of care, according to the state of Colorado, for nursing homes is $78,063. And I'm seeing $8,000 and $9,000 a month nursing home costs all the time. It doesn't take long for that to eat through your $300,000 or whatever of life savings. And then at the end, you get that recovery lien against your house. So I always say, you know, and I see a lot of people who leave their lifetime of hard work, not to their children, but the children of the owners of a nursing home.
Exactly. And we have scenarios. Mike has got a great strategy to help with Medicaid planning. If you're sitting out there and go, I just can't afford the premiums. I've had somebody run quotes and I've seen the price of it. And I can't do it. We have programs in place that if you have existing whole life or universal life insurance with cash value, we can take an insurance policy and make it do double duty. pay out part of the death benefit as long-term care while you're alive, and if you don't need that, then the death benefit goes to your beneficiaries, and you were never charged a dime for that long-term care. So, again, another review that we can help you hopefully knock out some of the fears and anxiety that you might have as you hit your retirement years and want to avoid going into a nursing home. But if you do, how am I going to pay for it?
Yeah, I see a lot of clients come in where mom or dad had, you know, their house and their assets worth about 500 grand. And dad's been in a nursing home, so they're down to their last $200,000. They've already burned through $300,000. And they're like, Mike, what do we do? I've been told that we have to spend down to $2,000. We actually incorporate and implement strategies all the time where we can at least save one half of that money, even if dad's already in the nursing home. So if he has $200,000 left, we can basically reposition $100,000 of that and protect that for his care or for, you know, mom's care if mom's still alive. And yeah, so we have quite a few different strategies that we can use in those situations.
And if you'd like to learn more about any of the things that we've talked about today on the show, you can give us a call at 400-6521, 400-6521. The website is moneyforlifeshow.com, moneyforlifeshow.com. We're in the process of adding even more content to that and probably a video log to it here in the very near future. But feel free to call us. Again, the number to call is 400-6521. We're here to help you. We're local. Offices are right on the west side of town. We work together as a team, which is a great process in making sure that nothing is left uncovered and there's no gotchas when it comes either needing a power of attorney, a health power of attorney, something like that. In the last minute or so, Mike, you got any wise words of wisdom for the listeners out there?
Well, all I know is that when things go bad, they go bad fast. So one day you're barbecuing and enjoying the 4th of July. You know, the next day you fall down, break your hip, have a stroke, you know, some sort of issue arises. And at that point, oftentimes it's too late. We just don't have the time. So the best time to plan is to do it now before something happens and before the crisis arises.
Yeah, and we can help you communicate with kids and heirs and whoever you may want your stuff to go to, who you want your power of attorney to be, to help make sure that there are no gotchas out there. Well, we're running out of time today. You've been listening to the inaugural show on KRDO of the Money for Life show. My name is Robert Stanlick, along with Michael Muir. Our third partner is Mary Thorne with Starkey Mortgage. If you'd like to talk to any of us or all of us, give us a call at 400-6521, 400-6521. We'll be happy to sit down and set up a free consultation for you, go over any questions that you might have, answer the specific scenarios, because the one thing I have found is when people come in, there is one thing bothering them, and we want to answer that first so that we can then move on to everything else that might be affecting you and your life so that you can have money for life.
You've been listening to Money for Life with Rocky Mountain Wealth Partners, Robert Stanlick. Advice to build and protect your wealth and your money for life. Money for Life airs Saturday mornings at 11:30 or on demand at krdonewsradio.podbean.com.